Said in his word in Matthew 18 from verse 18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or more are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. There may not be many of us here tonight, but let us still come before the Lord in the same level of reverence and attitude that we would if this room was full tonight. For the Lord can always move, and the Lord desires for his people to pray to him, to seek him. He has said that whatever is bound on heaven, bound on earth, shall be bound on heaven, in the same context that he says where two or more are gathered, which means that no matter how many people are here, the Lord is still able to move. As long as we come in agreement, as long as we come together ready to pray in one accord. And so I encourage us here tonight to still come with that same attitude, ready to seek Him. Let us not be discouraged. Let us not be complacent, for that is not what the Lord desires of us. Let us come really ready to seek Him, and let us come and ask Him for a divine encounter tonight like we have never experienced before. For God is still able to move, and God still desires to move, but God will not move unless we pray, unless we seek Him. So let's seek Him tonight. And let us start by praying for our house, for praying for our family, for our Kingdom Culture family, that God shall do a magnificent and wonderful move in them tonight and this week ahead in the name of Jesus. We start by praying for John and Bella, who have just given birth to a baby today, to a baby girl. And Lord, we just lift them up to You right now. And thank You, Lord, that You guide them as parents, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. For they are in a new season, a season where no matter how much time they may have spent studying or being mentored and discipled as parents, there'll be so many things that they were unprepared for. And I just thank You, O Lord, that You strengthen them, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, also thank You, O God, that in our church, Lord Father God, You raise around them a support network to help them in the raising of the child. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Lord Father God, and we thank You, Lord Father God, that they have given birth to a healthy young girl. And Lord, I just thank You, Lord Father God, and we speak, Lord Father God, purpose and destiny in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. For she is being raised by people of destiny. And let them really speak destiny and purpose into her and raise her to be a woman of destiny, a woman who really glorifies You and honors You in the name of Jesus. Anytime they may be discouraged, Lord, I thank You that You encourage them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray, Lord Father God, for a speedy recovery for Bella as she recovers from giving birth, oh Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank You for this new life, Lord Father God. Thank You for the miracle of a new life in this world, oh Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Spirit beckons. By condemnation. deep collet. My condai spirit that comes on me. My condai my deep collet.
Lord, we lift up, Lord, the leaders of this house, Lord Father God, Reverend Israel and Dr. Ajoke, Lord, if they prepare to go on their holiday, Lord Father God, Lord, let it be a time of rest for them, Lord Father God. Let it be a time just for each other, Lord Father God, where they don't have to think about ministry, where they do not have to think about the everyday cares of life, Lord Father God. But let it be a place, Lord Father God, of refreshing and renewing for them in the name of Jesus. In their lives individually, and them too as a married couple, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be the time of restoration that they need, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be the recuperation that they need, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what they give, Lord Father God, for our family. Thank you for the sacrifices they make, Lord Father God. And let that not go unnoticed in the name of Jesus. But I thank you, Lord, that you do a wonderful work in them during this holiday, Lord Father God, during this time away, oh Lord. Reward their labor, Lord Father God, and everything they give and everything they do for us, she and us, and Agasha, the Sedada, and for you, Ziana Shata Sedada, Palava, she and us, and the Gata Shata Sedada. The mic open. If anyone feels led to bring a prayer need, feel free just to take the mic and lead us in that prayer.
Start by praying for the worship team. So Heavenly Father, we just lift the worship team into your hands. We lift Brother Kenton, Pastor D, Pastor K, Lauren Ray, Minister Patsy, Jen. I don't know who else is in the worship team, but we just lift them up into your hands today. We ask and we pull down the shalom of God, and we ask for peace within this department, within this ministry. We ask even right now that the Lord will open up their hearts, will open up their minds to receive divine insight, divine sound, from heaven. We ask for a divine download and an understanding of the deeper realms of God so that they can usher us in to where God wants us to be. We pray for peace. We pray for oneness. We pray that the Lord will make them whole, that the Lord will meet them at the point of their needs. We pray that they will be helped. Even as they sacrifice themselves and they lay themselves here every single day, open up themselves for us to see their vulnerabilities. I pray that the Lord will be a shield for them. The Lord will be a covering for them. The Lord will cover their homes, will cover their families. Everything that they've been asking the Lord for, I pray that He will answer. And even as they worship and as they bear themselves, I pray that it is a sweet, sweet incense unto the Lord. I pray that they will be better worship leaders. They will be connected worship leaders. I pray that there will be a shifting and a breaking over their lives today in the name of Jesus. We ask that even the armies and the hosts of heaven go to war on their behalf in the name of Jesus. We pray for a heart of sacrifice, that they are able to put aside every weight that burdens them, for them to be good, holy sacrifices and conduits for what it is that God wants to do in this house. We pray for a supernatural joy. We ask for a new sound for a season like this. We pray that their minds be open to the words that the Lord is speaking to them. We pray that their hearts are open to the ways and the patterns that God has set for them. We ask that they will have a heart of a true worshiper. And I pray, oh God, even though it's painful, that you will refine them, that you will put them through the fire, and they will come out as silver in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.
Praise God. Just continuing on what Temi prayed. I just want to continue the prayer for every department of the church. Maybe starting from ourselves here, and then we'd start praying for ourselves here, and then we'd pray for the leadership. And we just want to let's just pray for ourselves concerning our attitudes. And first of all, we just want to pray for yourself. I'll pray for myself and pray for yourself. that anywhere that God, we're going to pray for God's mercy, and we're going to pray the prayer of Daniel, where he said, have mercy upon us. Daniel knew the times, and Daniel knew that the time has come, you know, for a particular prophecy to be fulfilled, you know, for Israel to be free. But he also understood that their sins could delay the prophecy, could delay the manifestation of the prophecy. And so he prayed for forgiveness. He prayed for himself and he prayed for a we. So let's just start from myself and, you know, in yourself, and just pray that, Lord, is there anything within me, within my character, within my attitude, that will hinder me from entering into the promise, or that will hinder my church, this church, from entering the promise and the plans you have for this church? Just start within yourself and looking within yourself and, you know, praying that God will have mercy upon you. You know, what is it within your character? What is it that you've done to somebody at church? Or what is it that you've done to God? You know, let's just begin to call those things out and just confess it before God and just say, Lord, have mercy, oh God. Just call it out in the privacy, in your whisper. Just call it out and say, Lord, I have been this, I have been that, Lord. I've not taken the things of God seriously. You know, and then as we pray for ourselves, we're going to pray for a we as a church, you know. Or maybe I'm dealing with one secret sin or the other, one of the sins that easily beget us, one of the strongholds, personal or private sin. Or maybe you're dealing with offense, you know. Let us just pray that, Lord, search me. What is it within my character? What is it within my attitude that will hinder me from entering my promise, or that will hinder us as a church, that will affect my church from entering their promise? Lord, we just pray that you have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting. So to continue from Swabuna's prayer point, it's there are things we need to lift to the Lord, but then there may be areas that we are unaware of too, that we need to lift to the Lord and repent from, and let the Lord lead us into his ways so that we can walk in his righteousness. And so, Lord, tonight we ask you, Lord, to search our hearts, Lord. Show us any wrong way within us, Lord. Reveal them to us, O Holy Spirit, that we may know the areas that we need to grow, that we may know the areas where, Lord, Father God, you still need to refine us to be the people that you have called us to be, in the name of Jesus, to be the very person that you have created us to be. In that very same psalm, it says that you have fashioned and formed us in the womb, that you know our inward parts. And it also says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We're created with a purpose. We are created with intent. But it's those anxieties, it's those wicked ways that draw us away from what we were created to be and created to become. So Lord, search us. Search our hearts. Show us our anxieties. Show us our doubts. Show us where we are far away from you, O Lord. So that we, as a church, Lord, can be who you have called us to be, so that we can reach those you have called us to reach, so that we can glorify your name and expand your kingdom as you have called us to do. Our sins, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you. We cannot earn our own righteousness, Lord, but you have bought it for us on the cross. So every sin we lay down at the altar. We lay down at the altar to be burnt, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Father, Lord, let's just pray also for the leadership of this house. Let's pray for the same prayer over them. Daniel, he prayed a we prayer. You know, he said, you know, we've sinned, forgive us. You know, and so let's, as leaders of the house, I believe anointing flows from the head and downwards. I believe that, you know, the Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. So let us just pray over the leadership. Let's start from Pastor Ajoke, Pastor Olumide and Pastor Ajoke, and pray for the leaders you know. I don't know the names of the other leaders in the other branches, and then the other leadership, you know, the people in the, I don't know, steering group leadership. You know, let's just pray for ourselves and just pray that anything that we've done as leadership of the house, that God should have mercy. You know, we don't know, God knows, you know, that anything, any attitude within us as a leadership, you know, starting from Pastor Olumide to Pastor Ajoke to the rest of us as a leadership in the house, anything, our past mistakes, even the mistakes of our fathers. You know, there's some people that prayed, when they prayed, forgive the sins of our fathers as well. You know, let's just pray that anything, Lord, search us, oh God, as leaders, oh God. Father, have mercy upon us, oh God. Bring us to the point of repentance, oh God, as leaders, oh God. Where we've gone wrong, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, bring us to the point of repentance, where we've done things wrong, where we've hurt other people, you know. Father, Lord Almighty, bring us to the point of repentance. Bring us to the point of repentance, oh God. Father, have mercy upon us, oh God, as a leadership. Lord Almighty, oh Lord, Father, help us, oh God, help us as leaders, oh God. Father, anywhere we cause offense, anywhere we hurt people, oh God, any way, oh God, maybe, you know, God, you know what it is. We don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but God knows what it is. And God can reveal to each and every one of us as individuals, as leaders. God can open our eyes to say, this is where you've gone wrong, or this is the way you've done things and that's not right. But bring us to a heart of repentance, oh God. Bring Pastor Olumide and Pastor Jacket to a place of repentance, oh God. And bring all the leaders of this church, oh God. And it might not even be, you know, even as a church body, our fathers, our church fathers, aware as a church we've gone wrong, oh God, in the way, you know, we lead God's people, the way we lead God's flock, Lord. Father, have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Father, we admit that we've not done it perfectly, oh God. Father, show us, oh God. Reveal to us, oh God, where we've gone wrong. And we are praying for mercy tonight. And we come in repentance in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray particularly in the area of honor. In the area of honor both ways. Honor from us to God. Honor from our leaders down, and honor from down up. And that's the area that God is putting on my heart. That where we've imbibed in a culture of dishonor, where we've not honored one another, even just as members of the body of Christ, where we've not honored our brother and sister in Christ, where we've not honored our leaders, you know, or where our leaders has not honored us, You know that God, Lord, have mercy, oh God. Father, deliver us, oh God, from the culture of dishonor, oh God, where we've, you know, taken our leaders for granted, oh God, where they've just carried a lot of the burdens on their own, which is not supposed to be something that's supposed to be shared, but they've carried the financial. But sometimes, you know, I confess, I've dishonored in the area of finance. I've dishonored. I'm happy to confess it. You know, some of us that are dishonoring in the area of finance, we're allowing only a few people to carry the financial burden of the house, and you don't know the hurt it's causing for our leaders and the offense it's causing for our leaders. You know, Father, Lord Almighty, have mercy, oh God, where we've dishonored the house, oh God, where we've dishonored the body of Christ, oh God, where we've dishonored one another, oh God, where our leaders have dishonored us and we've dishonored them, Lord Jesus. Father, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, please have mercy, Lord Jesus. Sorry, where our hearts have been just stony and I don't care-ish and complacent, Lord Jesus, towards the body of Christ, towards your body, Lord Jesus, towards you and towards one another, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God, in the area of dishonor, oh God, where we've dishonored each other, oh God, in the way we speak to each other, where we have not made time for each other, where we just come and just say goodbye, hello, and we just do church and go. We don't take time to invest in one another. We don't take time, you know, to honor each other and spend time with each other, where we've been complacent in our finances, where we've been complacent, or where we've been wrapped up in self, where we've just been wrapped up in our own self, in our own business, and we don't take time to look at the business of someone else in church, or to look at the business of someone else in church. Lord Jesus, Father, Lord Almighty, Father, we pray that you have mercy upon us, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from the culture of dishonor, Lord Jesus. Father, turn us, oh God, from people of dishonor to people of honor, where we honor you, and also where we've dishonored you as well, Lord Jesus. Where we've dishonored you, we've not honored you with our time, Lord. Where we've not honored you with our time, where we've just gone ahead into the year 2020, and we've just gone ahead with our plans, and we've not stopped to say, Lord, what do you think? You know, and we've not stopped to say, Lord Jesus, what should we do? What shall I do? Who should I spend my time with? Who should I invest with this year? What, you know, this business idea, what do you think? And we're not stopping to listen to you. Father, have mercy upon us, oh God. Have mercy upon us as a house, oh God. Restore us to honor. Restore us to honor, Lord. Restore us, oh God, to honor in the name of Jesus. We're not thinking of one way honor. We're thinking all ways, oh God. Honor between us and you, Lord. Honor between us and our leaders, oh God. Honor between our leaders and us. Honor between, you know, each other. Father, Lord, restore us, oh God. Restore us, oh God. Father, give us a desire to honor one another. Almost like we want to see who can honor each other the best, Lord Jesus. Father, bring us to repentance, oh God. I had a dream last night, and one of in the dream there was a conversation, and one of the conversation was around finance. I don't know whether the dream means anything or not, but Pastor was talking about finance in my dream. So let's just pray that whatever the financial burden of this church, that God would touch our hearts. To give into the church, to give our finances into the church. Where there's just a few people carrying the financial burden, the implication of that, something God taught me some time ago, is that the implication of that is that we can have very, 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 very offended leaders, very offended just because of finance. Father, Lord Almighty, we pray over the finance of this church, oh God. Father, we pray that you will give us a heart of generosity towards the ministry, oh God. That you will help us manage the finance, oh God. That, you know, Lord Almighty, that as a church, oh God, Father, Lord Almighty, we pray that it wouldn't be only a few people, oh God, carrying the financial burden of this church, oh God. Father, make me, oh God, a contributor, oh God, to the finance of this church, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, raise men and women, oh God, that will contribute financially, oh God, that will take the financial burden, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, as a church, that we would invest our finance in the things you want us to invest our finances in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, which includes giving to the poor. Lord Almighty, help us, oh God, help us, oh God, help us, oh God, in the area of our finance as a church, Lord Jesus, where finance, oh God, is causing offense and hurt, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord Almighty, that you heal our hearts, oh God, heal our hearts, Lord Jesus. Heal our hearts, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you say you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord Jesus. Father, supply the needs of this church, the financial needs of this church, Lord Jesus. Supply our needs, oh God. Give us wisdom. Give us power to make wealth as a church, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sorry, finally, before... do I have 2 minutes? 3 minutes? Okay, there's a scripture that says... sorry, I think it's in Matthew 9:37. Okay, yeah. He says, he said to the disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into, wow, it says send out laborers into his harvest. Let us just pray that the harvest is plentiful. The harvest in this area is plenty. The harvest is plenty. There's lots to be harvested. There's lots to be gained. But the laborers are few. But the laborers are few. There's lots on a personal level in the area of children and families, because we're praying about departments. We can pray as a church, but I'm also asking for prayer within the children's department. God, I just placed in my heart that there's so much in terms of the community we can do in the area of children and families. There's a lot of need. There's a lot of harvest. It's almost like the people around us are waiting, you know, where the scripture says they're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's almost like this area is desperately waiting for us to manifest. But the laborers are few. But then God has just put something in my heart to say the laborers are not necessarily few, but it says here, send out laborers. So maybe we do have enough laborers. But we're not going out. We're not going out in to do what the Lord has called us to do. Let us just pray over this scripture in the name of Jesus that, Lord, raise laborers that will go out and harvest, oh God, the harvest that is plenty, oh God. Send laborers into your vineyard. As a children ministry, we're praying for more teachers or just people that will be, that will take on the work. And let's just pray. I'm sure that's the prayer of every department as well. Lord Almighty, just bless us, oh God. Father, Lord, send laborers, oh God. And where there is laborers, there are people in the house, oh God. But it just needs a shift of attitude. I don't know what the shift needs to be. But Lord Almighty, do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Before we continue praying for departments and needs of this house, earlier we were praying about repentance, and one thing that's always very important to remember about repentance is that confessing your sin and asking for forgiveness is just the beginning part of repentance, but there is an ending process too, the turning away from the sin so that we don't commit it again. And there are three scriptures, I can't remember exactly where they are, but you will be familiar with them, that I believe actually really work together in this area. One of them is the just shall live by faith. We cannot turn away from our sin unless we believe in God's ability to keep us in his ways. And that's why it says the just shall live by faith. Because it's been made clear again and again in the Bible that by our own human strength, we are unable to remain just and righteous. But what Christ did on the cross was just so amazing. And then he sent us his Holy Spirit to enable us. But if we don't believe that, if we don't genuinely believe that, then all that ends up happening is that we come to a place where we need to repent again and again. The other scripture is faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God, which connects with to meditate on his word day and night. Now, if you link those two together, where you are struggling to have the faith to live righteously, where you are struggling to have the faith to walk in holiness, it's because of a lack of meditation on his word. Meditation means to repeat to yourself again and again and again and again and again until it's fully inside of you. So it's not just head knowledge, but it's operating in your heart. And an example of that is when we were praying about giving and repenting about not giving as we should and not taking financial responsibility. Sometimes the reason for that is because of discouragement of our finances, of what would happen if we gave. But there is a scripture for that. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. And this is the important part. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving for us to God. Another translation of that says that we have been made wealthy so that in every occasion you can be generous. Now that scripture declares it as if it is done. It is not something we are waiting for. It is something that is done. And we need to start believing that. And that scripture proves it. God has not made us unable to give. He has very much made us able to give. In every occasion, he has made us able to give. The present circumstances may say otherwise, but his promises never come back to him void. And so I implore you, those who are here and those who listen on a podcast too, that where you are struggling, maybe not just financially, but in any area of sin, you need to find those scriptures. You need to find those scriptures that already tell you that you are what you want to be. And then it shall be so. Father, thank you that you have enabled us. Thank you that you have enabled us to walk in your righteousness. Thank you that you have enabled us to walk in your holiness. Let us not even see righteousness as something we are striving for anymore, Lord. For you have made it very clear in the word that when Christ died on the cross and when we gave our lives to him, that we were made righteous at that very point. We are not sinners anymore. We are saints. And let us see ourselves in that way so that we can walk in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Coming back to praying for departments. I want to lift my department, media. Because we could definitely do with a few laborers there too. But this one is like, because there is a strong burden for the media on our ministry because God has given a prophetic word to the leader of our house, to Reverend Israel, about the future of the church. And that, our online streams. And that's why we're doing things like putting it on the Facebook Live. We're not able to tonight because of technical difficulties. But putting it out on the Facebook Live and eventually expanding that, and so that our church can just become international even from this spot. And so that we're able to widen our reach to those who are unable to physically make it in. And this is something that actually I need to repent on and part of this house, actually, because my attitude towards those on a Facebook Live has not been with that same level of respect for those who come here. But actually, they're of equal importance. So, Lord, first of all, I lift that up to you right now, Lord Father God. And I thank you, Lord Father God, that as you have given a burden to Reverend Israel for improving things and coming to the next level of the media, Lord Father God, that you give that same burden to us as a ministry, Lord Father God, even those who are not directly involved, Lord Father God. That it can become an outlet, Lord Father God, where revival is taking place on every person that is logging in to view the sermons, to view the services, that everyone who partakes of the worship, even via Facebook Live, is able to experience that same divine encounter as they would if they were physically present here. That even when we have our prayer services, that people are able to contribute even through Facebook, even through Instagram, as if they were here, as if they were holding this microphone. You have said where two or more are gathered. You have said not to neglect the gathering of the saints. But that doesn't have to be physical. And so, Lord, I thank you that you raise up destiny helpers for this department, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. People who share that same vision. People who share that same burden. With that same level of dedication, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it not be an area for burnout, but an area where you thrive through us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let us see the media as a church in its own. Lord, I lift up the temple keepers to you, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you in the name of Jesus that you raise up people to help in that department too. Let it be that no more are the days where there's just one person doing all the tidying and all the cleaning after a service, Lord Father God. But I thank you, Lord Father God, that you actually stir it up into people's hearts to offer up help in the name of Jesus. But we have spoken about honor. And how can we be honoring you if we are not honoring your house? And that is what the Temple Keepers ministry is all about. But we would not keep our own homes in that state. And we would not leave it to somebody else if it was our own homes. So many ministries needing more destiny helpers, Lord Father God. So Lord, next we lift up administration to you. Thank you, Lord Father God, Lord, I thank you that you bring it to a place of order and a place of structure in the name of Jesus. Where they are lacking in training, Lord Father God, I thank you that you provide it in the name of Jesus. Where they are lacking in direction, Lord Father God, I thank you that you provide it in the name of Jesus. Bring it to a place where it can always flow in accordance with the vision that you have for this ministry, Lord Father God. For it is the administration that holds everything together. So Lord, I thank you that you bring it to a place where everyone will always know what's taking place in this house. I thank you that you bring it to a place where there's always, people always know who to go to, who to ask about things, all these things that can be often overlooked. Raise destiny helpers in that area too, oh Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you raise up volunteers for during the week, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father God, that you raise up a finance team, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone who is reliable, someone who is dependable, a person of integrity, Lord, to oversee the finance of this ministry. Lord, we lift up hospitality. Build a team for the hospitality ministry too. Thank you for the service that Sherry has provided in her hospitality. Thank you that you see the work that she does, and I thank you that you reward and honor her for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I give you thanks because you've already done a great work for the hospitality by raising up a volunteer to actually provide the finances needed for hospitality. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you because of that we're able to actually have hospitality again. So, Lord, there's still a need for helpers in that area, Lord. Lord, and I just pray that about the whole church, that anyone who feels that they are a part of this family, let them rise up. And offer their service to you. With the mindset and the attitude that it is you that we are serving. And so Lord, when we come to serve you, God, let us have that same kind of mindset that we would for our workplaces. Lord, for it is you who we are serving. And in all honesty, when it comes to serving you, that should be to a greater reverence than even for our own jobs. See the hearts of the people that are in this church, Lord Father God. And one thing that's one cycle, one pattern that's always been precedent in this church is burnout. And I think this is the reason why we lose servants. This is the reason why we lose people to help. This is the reason why we lose team members. So Lord, for those who are presently in this house that are burnt out, that are exhausted, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you just restore that fire in their hearts, Lord, Father God. Rekindle that fire within their hearts, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a supernatural revival within them. I pray for a supernatural restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you impart wisdom and maturity in them, Lord Father God, so that they may know how to walk from this day forward, so that they do not burn out again. Let us all be diligent to enter your rest, as you have written in Hebrews 4. That even when we are working, even when we are laboring, we do it whilst in your rest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have said, those who are burdened, those who are heavy laden, come to you and you shall give us rest. I just thank you for that supernatural rest. Let this no longer be the burnout church in the name of Jesus. Instead, to be a church with a fire that burns so hot that it can even be felt by those that walk past the building without even coming inside. That people cannot even walk through Leighton without feeling that sense of the Holy Spirit that comes from this house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
So I just want to pray over all the surrendered lives in the ministry at the moment, everyone who is living their lives as a sacrifice to God and who is honoring God by giving time, money, by serving in departments. So Father, we just pray that you will bless every Levite with the dew of heaven, that they will always bear fruit, oh God. We pray that in their work, whether it be in the ministry and in their personal lives, that they will work efficiently, that they will not work like an elephant and eat like an ant, that there will be due reward for every sacrifice that they have made, everything that people don't see, all the tears, all the inconveniences, all the pain, all the frustrations, all the loneliness, that there will be a reward, Father, for the things that have been sown. And we ask, oh Lord, that you will bless abundantly, that you cause there to be an overflow, that they and we will work and live from a place of overflow. And just like Jamie was praying, we will no longer be burnt out. We will have a continuous zeal for the house of the Lord. We will not be discouraged. So when your word says that we should seek you, and when you say to us to seek you, we will pleasantly, joyfully respond that we are indeed seeking you. And with this, oh God, we pray against every spirit of heaviness, every spirit of melancholy, every lethargicness, every tiredness in our spirits, in our souls, because we feel as though we are waiting and we are not seeing. Father, I pray that you will revive us. I pray that you will cause a fire to be lit so deep inside of us that it will not be quenched by the things that we can see or the things we can't see. I pray that the eyes of our hearts are open to see even the unseeable things of God, that we will not do things on, we will not be moved because of the physical or the materialistic rewards. Help us to know that we have riches in high places and our treasures lie with you. You, oh God, are the ultimate reward. I just pray, even in line with what Sabrina was praying that even we won't lack, that we will be financially stable to be able to do the things that we want to do as a house. And where it feels like there is a lack, we pray that you will open the door for the resources to come in today, God. And so we thank you, and we pray that we can continually live surrendered lives to you. I pray that we are able to stay in the fire, and we're able to stay burning, we're able to stay hungry, we're able to stay pursuing, because we trust that it is you that will satisfy us, oh God. And we know that we don't work in vain. So we thank you once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. And I just, as I close, I pray for everybody here. Lord Jesus, I pray for Temi, Lord. But I pray that you fill her, oh God, with your blessings, and you fill her with your glory, Lord Jesus. And you cause your face to shine upon her, oh God. Father, you know the area of need in her life, oh God. Father, even though I know that she's blessed with with all spiritual blessings, heavenly places, oh God, but I'm personally praying, oh God, for a physical manifestation of your blessing in her life, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know what her need is, oh God, that you will supply it for her, Lord. Financially, that area of need, oh God, financially provide it for her, oh God. Father, the people that need to come into her life, oh God, Father, Lord Almighty, bring them, Lord Jesus. Her friendships, oh God, Father, we thank you for rearranging her friendships, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, I even pray, oh God, over her future partner, Lord Jesus. I know he's out there, or maybe even in here somewhere, Lord Jesus, but I pray that, Lord Almighty, she will not miss it, oh God, in the area of her partner, Lord Jesus. Her partner will not miss her, oh God. We thank you that in due time, oh God, you would do it over her. But I just bless every single area of her life, her family, Lord Jesus, her mom and her dad and her siblings, oh God. Father, any one of them that she's believing, God, for their salvation, oh God, I pray that you will bring it to reality, oh God. That friend that she is praying for their salvation, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bring it to reality, oh God. And I just bless her, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord Almighty, you said you have not called, Lord Jesus, Israel, the children of God, to seek you in vain, Lord Jesus. But I decree and declare, Lord Almighty, that, Lord Jesus, that Temi will not seek you in vain, oh God, that she will see a marked change in her life. Not just thank you for what you're doing in her character, thank you for what you're already doing in her life. We give you praise, oh God. But she will see something marked this year to say, Lord, that truly I am not seeking God in vain. I am not serving God in vain. Father, give her a special blessing this year, oh God, that she will come to the front and testify that since I gave my life to God and since I served in the house of God, truly I have not seeked God in vain. Lord Almighty, I just thank you, and I just pray, Lord, I just pray your blessing over her, oh God. And I don't know why the color gold from her hair is coming to my mind, oh God, but I don't know what gold means. I don't know what the color means, oh God. But for I pray, Lord Almighty, that you would just shine upon her, oh God. Thank you for refining her, oh God. Thank you for refining every area of her life that needs to be refined, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. And I just pray, Lord Almighty, for Jamie. I pray for Jamie, and I bless him in the name of Jesus. I just bless him. I thank you for the rap that he ministered, oh God, on Sunday, Lord Jesus. And thank you that you are blessing him in that area, oh God, that you're expanding him, Lord Jesus. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, for his friends that he brought to church, oh God. And I pray for them and I bless them, oh God. Father, if any one of them, I know the one I spoke to was Christian, but I don't know which of them, oh God, are not Christians, oh God, we pray, Lord Almighty, that you would, or maybe they've maybe slipped in their faith, or, you know, Father, Lord Almighty, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will restore them, that, you know, their visit, oh God, to this church will not be in vain, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are calling, Lord Jesus, Jamie, oh God, as a light, even in his workplace, oh God. Father, we thank you that his light will shine, oh God. Father, Lord Almighty, his light will no longer be hidden under a bushel, oh God, but it will be out up there, oh God, Lord Almighty, for everyone to see, Lord Jesus. But I thank you that you are calling him as a light and a salt, oh God, in his environment, Lord Jesus. Thank you that he is not losing his saltiness, oh God, but you're reviving his saltiness, oh God, that he will have an impact, oh God, oh Lord Almighty, Father, not only in church, oh God, but in the marketplace, oh God, where you've called him, oh God, in the media space where you called him, oh God. Thank you for giving him, oh God, a spirit of excellence, Lord Jesus, that even as you bless Daniel, oh God, because of that spirit of excellence, because, oh God, he did not take part, he did not eat, oh God, you know, what the others were eating, oh God, but he was eating, Lord Almighty, he was eating from your throne, he was eating from your word, oh God. Father, there will be a marked difference, oh God, because Jamie is not eating from the table that everyone else, maybe people in his family, maybe people from his childhood friendships are eating, oh God, that there will be a marked change, oh God, because he has chosen, oh God, to eat deep into your word, Lord Almighty, that there will be a mark. You will set him apart, Lord Jesus. Even as you set Daniel, oh God, and his three friends apart, Lord Almighty. Even as you gave them the spirit of excellence, oh God, and they were successful in everything they did, Lord Jesus. But I pray, Lord Almighty, for Jamie, Lord Jesus, that he will be excellent in everything he does, oh God. That you will bless him as you bless the three Hebrew children, Lord Jesus. And as you gave them success, as you gave them excellence in everything, Lord Jesus. But I thank you that you're calling him as a problem solver, Lord Jesus, that he will solve even the most complicated of problems, oh God, not only in the church, oh God, but Lord Almighty, in the marketplace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that his light will not be hidden, oh God. His light will not be hidden, oh God. His light will not be hidden, oh God. Thank you for bringing him out of everything you brought him out of, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, whether depression, whether anything, oh God, thank you for bringing him out, oh God. And Lord Almighty, his testimony will go far and wide, Lord Jesus, that people will come to him and say, I want to do what you did. What did you do? In the name of Jesus, I want to serve the God that you serve. I want to go to the church that you go to. What changed your life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you that, Lord, you're restoring as well, Lord Almighty, that whatever he lost in his past, oh God, thank you for restoration, Lord Jesus. You're restoring, oh God, for that whatever relationship he lost, oh God, Father, you are restoring and giving him bigger and mightier, oh God, blessings in that area, Lord Jesus. Father, I just bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for his physical and his spiritual children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
And Lord Father God, in that same attitude, Lord Father God, we just lift up Swabuna to you, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord Father God, every need that she is believing you for, Lord Father God, you shall supply that need, Lord Father God, in abundance, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Do more in her than she could have ever anticipated. Do more in her life than she could have ever imagined or dreamed of, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, she has a desire for outreach, Lord Father God. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Father God, that you provide her opportunities, Lord Father God, even to use the children's ministry as a way to outreach, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Instill in ideas into her mind, Lord Father God, that she can take with the children, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Father God. I thank you that through her, Lord Father God, let nations be reached, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that through her, Lord Father God, let sicknesses and diseases be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you know her heart for outreach, Lord Father God. And thank you, Lord Father God, that you have given her that desire. And let us not forget that you have given her that desire in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to just work in her life, Lord Father God, to take her from glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to give her direction in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you prosper her everywhere that she goes in the mighty name of Jesus. For that one prayer need, Lord Father God, in her life that she may have even forgotten about now because she has been waiting so long. Thank you that you remind her that you are still working in that area in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you that it is coming. The answer to that prayer in that area is coming in the mighty name of Jesus. Her prayers have not fallen on deaf ears, but instead on the ears of a miracle working God. For those who listen online, Lord Father God, I thank you that you pour a blessing out for them also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. If there is anybody who is listening to this that is discouraged and thinking about giving up, Lord Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, that you just turn their lives around in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for a rebirthed fire in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we honor you, Lord Father God, and we lift up your name, magnify you, and thank you, Lord. Thank you. That you are worthy of all the glory and the honor. In the name of Jesus. Well, if anyone has an offering, speak to Temi. But otherwise, may the grace of the Lord and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with us now. With us now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.